My next guest shares stories as well. We team up with those on behalf of culture.gr. Holly Bashiri with us, Editor-in-Chief, Grand Poobah. Good morning to you, Holly.
Grand Poobah. Thanks, Sherry.
I guess I just give you a raise. How's that?
Hey, yes. I'll take it.
We've spoken before. I think we'll plan to speak perhaps quarterly to keep us up to date on the much art that is in our own backyard. I'd like to think we have an art segment on every day, and we should. Arts need our support, is my opinion. Tell me about culture.gr again, please.
Yep, culture.gr. We launched last fall, right before Art Prize, and we are an arts journalism platform. We're online only at cultured.gr, and we are working to connect our community with its creators. As we've seen in many areas around the country, that arts journalism is getting less and less attention. Platforms have less funding for arts journalism, and so we find out less about what's going on in our own communities. And so culture.gr was created to fill that gap and make sure that our neighbors know about all these incredible things that our arts are doing right here in Grand Rapids.
Arts journalism, why is it so important? Can you expand?
Well, the arts have this transformative power for individuals and communities, and connecting with creativity, with expression, all of those things, connecting with beauty is an important part of a healthy ecosystem for any community. And so in Grand Rapids, especially, there's so many incredible things happening. And if our neighbors don't know about these incredible things that are being created, whether it's a Circle Theater's Chorus Line that just opened last night, or a new show at the Graham, Andy Warhol is coming this fall. There are so many things happening. And if we don't let our neighbors know about them, they miss out on those incredible chances to experience beauty, to experience thinking about things in a new way.
And especially for the next gen. I mean, these young gallery owners that are just starting out on Avenue for the Arts. Grand Rapids and obviously West Michigan, home to some pretty incredible opportunities.
Yeah, it's really incredible what we're seeing on the Avenue, even in the last year. And even in neighborhoods like Creston neighborhood, where Lions and Rabbits opened up recently, on the Avenue, there are some people that they get out of school and right away they want to make sure that they are showcasing art for their neighbors, and they're doing an incredible job of it. So Avenue for the Arts has this great program every first Friday of the month called First Fridays. And that's a great chance to just kind of explore and walk those four blocks and kind of find new places that will really surprise you, the quality of work being done.
Plus, you get out and walk, get a little exercise in. Hey, let's toot your horn. I know you have kicked off a new membership drive this week. Somewhat of a pledging opportunity here.
Yes, sure. So membership is basically a way for people to break down a donation into a monthly automatic withdrawal. So we use Patreon, which is a well-known platform for donations. And basically, it just takes out a little bit each month. Memberships start as low as $5 a month. It's a great way for people to get involved. Our goal is to get $500 in pledges. Just started on Monday, and 4 days later, we're already a third of the way to our goal.
What's the money go for?
It goes to things like paying writers to inform our community about what's happening, making sure we get quality information out, reviews. It's going towards making sure that we connect our community with its creators.
Yes. Member benefits then would include what?
Oh, yes. So members, thanks to the generosity of a lot of our local arts organizations, we get to do really unique things. Like in the past, Joe Becker over at Meyer Gardens gave our members a private tour of the new Ai Weiwei show when it first opened up. We got to go to ragtime dress rehearsal before the public could see it. Our members were able to come in and experience that incredible show. We have an very introductory, I have been promised, ballet class. The Grand Rapids Ballet does adult ballet classes for anyone. You don't have to be a dancer, but if you would like to take that introductory ballet class. So they're doing a special class, especially for our members, coming up next month. So those kinds of things, fun ways to experience parts of your arts community that you didn't even know you would enjoy so much.
And there are other ways for individuals, organizations, and businesses to support your page as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, there's many ways to support Culture GR. We will always accept regular donations. We also have organizational sponsorships as well as sponsorships for corporate sponsorships. So if a business would like to support the arts, we have a way to make sure our community knows that they support the arts. So that all of that can be found on our support page. So if you go to culture.gr, right at the top, click support, all the options are there.
All right, let's put you to work. What are some stories that you're excited about now, Holly?
Well, you know, I've got one coming today from Dana. Dana Friis Hansen, who runs the art museum. He actually was at the Venice Biennale recently, and he started thinking about comparing our own arts community to the Venice Biennale, which is like the, you know, I mean, it is the show in the art world internationally. And he started to notice comparisons with our own arts community and events that we have here. And so he asked if he could write about it. And of course I said yes. So we will be publishing his thoughts about comparing our local art community to the Venice Biennale today. So that's one. Another one that I'm really excited about is we just kicked off yesterday a series talking about how the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, actually has benefited our own local community. And that one is called, let me look that up, Federal Dollars Local Impact. So we started off Creative Many Michigan, which is a statewide organization committed to developing our creative communities. They started with kind of an op-ed talking about why the NEA is important for Michigan as a whole. And then we'll pick up and start conversations with local organizations like the UICA, WEMCAT, Site Lab, and others that have really benefited from National Endowment for the Arts grants multiple times, and will hopefully help people connect how that federal program that seems so big and far away actually has an incredible impact on what we're able to experience as a community right here in Grand Rapids.
All right. I guess I'll ask anything else you'd like to share, Holly.
Oh, wow. Those open-ended questions.
In other words, I'm all done with my talking points, I think. Bottom line, there is much art in our own backyard. Certainly get out and enjoy it. And do we follow you along? Your stories are on Facebook and that
for sure.
As well, right?
Yes. So our website is cultured.gr. Not culture.gr.com or something like that.
Right,
it's .gr.
Right.
But we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so you can find us there.
And if one is an artist that needs coverage, how do you work with that?
Absolutely. Anyone who, whether you're an artist or not, if you know of something in the arts, performing or visual arts that's happening in our community, email us at hello@culture.gr.
And is your geographical net basically Grand Rapids, or do you cover a bit more?
Community of Grand Rapids, so not metro Grand Rapids, which would spread out to the lakeshore. Once in a while, we'll have something that connects to Grand Rapids that's on the lakeshore. But in general, we're focusing on our own community.
Thank you very much, Holly Bashiri, Editor-in-Chief. Work to do today on behalf of Cultured.gr, spreading the news of all the art venues in our own backyard. Take care to you.
Thanks so much, Shelley.